Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. But the reason I mentioned the current temperature is because currently at the shores of Lake Burley Griffin, we have Betho from Hits and Old School Workday. How are you, Beth?
You lied. It's not minus 2.6. It's minus 3.5. Kat said on the news about 10 minutes ago. It is freezing.
And it's probably heaps colder because you're right
yes,
next to a
that's
lake.
That's true. I'm not going to get into the argument about whether or not I have the current temperature in front of me. That's fine. That's okay.
I could imagine it would be a lot colder where you are, Beth.
Yeah,
though.
I would imagine at the shores of Lake Burley Griffin, especially with a bunch of people about to potentially take part in a charity swim completely nude for both Love Your Sister and Lifeline Canberra, it is extremely cold. Now, Beth, you said yesterday almost too confidently that you were going to take part in this swim. We gave you the song. Have you made a decision? You don't have to at all. You're welcome to just be a commentator. Completely up to you. What are you going to be doing?
Oh, I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Beth, you're going to get hypothermia. Oh, no.
Well, she's not. They're not going to let her get hypothermia.
True. That's true. That's a very good point. Now, Beth, so how is it going right there? Because you said people going in at 12 past 7. What's the scene currently?
Are people naked?
Some people are completely naked. Some people are just standing by. Hello. But everyone say, 1, 2, 3, Love Your Sister. 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah, you could hear that. Yeah. There's a lot of enthusiasm clearly right now on the shores of Lake Burley Griffin.
Yep.
Now, is anybody getting in yet, Beth? It is now literally 30 seconds.
Oh, yes.
That's it. That's the horn.
Everyone's naked.
Are you going in, Beth?
I'm going in.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
I'm freezing.
Are you cold?
Guys, I'm not really going in.
Oh, I was going to say.
God, very good acting,
very
Beth.
Good
well
acting,
done,
Beth. The Logie's on the way, but describe the scene to us. Are people in the water yet?
I could see a lot of bumps.
Yes, I would imagine.
Obviously, you're behind them, yeah.
Yep.
Some people are sort of just walking in because you can go a meter or you can go all the way to the boys. But some people are like literally swimming. We've got some people with heads underwater. A couple of people have bailed. They're coming out already.
I would imagine, yep, that's smart.
And we've got medics here because... Of course, I was just talking to one of the volunteers. They said they were worried that someone would get frostbite or hypothermia or a heart attack or something.
Well, Beth...
I can see a lot of things jiggling.
Okay, all right then. Beth, you said some people have put their heads under the water. Has anybody reached the buoy that's out in the middle and they're trying to get back now? What's happening?
Almost. I reckon there's two guys in front. They're almost at the buoy. It looks like, oh my gosh, I feel like my hand's going to fall off.
You didn't even get in. I don't think you're allowed to complain about the cold when you're watching a bunch of naked people go swimming in the water and it's this cold.
How many people are left in the water, Beth?
Sorry, what was that?
How many people are left in the water naked?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I reckon about 20.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. What dedication.
That is impressive.
That is damn impressive. Actually, has anybody made...
Chat to this place. Hello,
how was
that?
Your sister
so much. It was a great swim.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was a quick swim, but a very good one.
That is fantastic to hear. All right, well, Betho, is anybody, obviously there's still some people in the water. Have they made it to the buoy yet?
They have. They're still, people are taking their time walking out.
Oh, well, congratulations
really?
To people who made it to the buoy.
Well
that's
done.
Absolutely fantastic.
Please
Betho,
make it back.
Please come back safely. And thank you so much for being our commentator on the scene, Beth. We appreciate it.
I'm running back to the heater in my car.
Okay, that's all right smart. Then. Straight back all to the right. heater in the car. I wish the people in Lake Billy Griffin could be right near a heater right now as well. But it is absolutely for a fantastic cause. Love Your Sister, Lifeline Canberra. Don't forget, you can still donate to both those charities really any time, day or night. Do your part. But that is doing your part and then some.
Yeah,
going
exactly.
for a swim in Lake Billy Griffin this morning.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine... They'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And Ned, a guy over in the UK, has legitimately had a restraining order taken out against him by his parents so that he can no longer contact them asking for money.
Right, okay.
Now, I normally wouldn't compare myself to a criminal, but I would say my parents, probably 2 or 3 times in my early 20s, were pretty close to trying to take this kind of action as well, because I would have conversations with them about all sorts of things, basically just trying to get some cash.
I just think, like, Where do you cut the line, though? Like, if you go, if your parents...
30 phone calls a day.
Yeah.
Because that's apparently what this guy was doing to his parents.
And if, like, 30 phone calls a day, I don't even know how you fit that in.
Well, look, you've obviously got a great phone plan, so maybe cut down on the phone plan. Maybe that's where some of the money's going.
If you're up for 15 hours a day, which is, like, that's quite a while, that means you're calling them, like, twice an hour.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. That's 100% correct. I think the interesting thing here is this kid was also doing things like, you know, saying, oh, I've got a job interview, I need money, and my shaver's broken halfway through shaving my beard, and I need money now, because otherwise I've got this job interview, please transfer me some money, and they would, and then they'd see him the next day with a full beard.
Yeah.
So, look, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, the excuses that I used to use on my parents, they were a little better than that, but my dad...
Oh, you've got to follow through on
it. My dad could still see through my excuses a mile off and be like, well, what happened to the money we gave you to help out with the car, like, you know, a month ago? Where'd that go?
Where'd all that money go?
Yeah. The bank of mum and dad stopped for me really probably about 24 years old.
Yeah.
I think that's where they really went, you know what? We've done enough. We've raised you. We thought the original contract said raise the kid until he's 18. Yep. We've gotten you to 24. Honestly, you're off our private health insurance. Yeah. Get out of here. We don't want to support you at all anymore.
Exactly. I just... Like, when you go out for dinner with your parents, sometimes, well, for me and for you, I know, like, your parents often just go, like, oh, I'll pay for it because, like, you've taken them out for dinner or whatever like that. With this kid's parents, do you think the bill comes and he, like, he's not even allowed to look at them? Like, do that sideways glance where, like, you're going to pay for this, aren't you?
Thank you, mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to take money off your parents past the age of 25, you need to refer to them as mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
I think
thank you,
really,
mummy and daddy.
Thank you, mummy and daddy, for your help. Yeah. I think that's what you need to do. And I honestly think my dad's sick enough that if I would literally degrade myself like that, he'd probably still give me money, to be honest. He'd probably give him a laugh. He'd be like, that's pretty funny.
The power trip.
Yeah, there you go. I'm enjoying this power. Well done.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, I'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And you know what, Ned? We are taking calls this morning on 131060 about dinner time tantrums. A kid over in Canada has literally called the police on his parents because they were forcing him to eat salad.
He called them twice. He called them and then the police didn't come and he called them back and said, did you not hear me the first time? They're making me eat salad.
Food pyramid is being used correctly in my house and it disgusts me.
How am I not just eating ice cream all the time?
Send your best people. Right now.
Well, they are Mounties as well, so they would have turned up on horses.
The horses would have eaten the salad.
Exactly.
Is that carrot?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, enough of that. Look, the point I'm trying to make now is I'd love to hear more of these dummy spit stories. At the table, what has your kid done to just get, you know what? Dinner is not going the way you want it to tonight, mum and dad. 131060 is the number to call. We got Louise on the line from Queanbeyan. Louise, good morning. What has gone on in your place at dinner time?
I have one that refuses to eat vegetables. It has the best temper tantrums. They can be thrown at me.
Oh.
I've literally worn a whole meal from head to toe. He'll run off. He will scream. He'll yell. The whole neighbourhood knows when he's being served vegetables.
You're going to have to get like a partition or something at your dinner table and just open it, slide the plate through and just
like
be
prison.
Like, yeah, basically, I think that's what I was trying to say. Just so you can't have vegetables thrown at you.
Yes.
Is there a particular type of vegetable that is the least favourite?
Any vegetable, anything. But his brothers do tease him and say, well, if you eat chips, it's a vegetable, and then that's when all hell lets loose.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very funny. That is very clever by the brothers.
Yeah. I tell you what I do, Louise. I just say to him, you can either have vegetables or you can have ice. And, like, just give him a plate full of ice.
Yeah,
and then just go, would you just...
Frozen water every single time.
Put a bit of ketchup on it. Beautiful.
Exactly.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
There is so much technology nowadays, talking about self-driving cars, talking about just facial recognition, talking about paying for things with your face. It's all very, very futuristic. I'd say we're living in the most futuristic time.
No doubt.
Partly because it's the present. What's going on, though, is technology is getting scarily close to... No, I don't want to look... It's very easy to throw the Terminator analogy out there, but I honestly do feel like sometimes that technology is getting a little bit too... smart for its own good.
Right.
And then, like, by the time we all collectively go, uh-oh, it'll be too late.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's not going to be, when, like, as a whole, we go, hang on, why has this happened? It's going to be, that's when Skynet's up and running.
Right, yes.
Alexa.
Okay.
Many a time has been put on blast because sometimes she'll just say things or sometimes she'll just laugh when there's no need for it. And people kind of go, that's strange.
Scaring me a little bit.
Exactly. But that's also just a laugh or just her going like, meh, 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 meh. And then you're going, well, that's weird. I didn't say anything, Alexa. That's very, very, that's very odd that you've done that. A couple have witnessed Alexa do the scariest thing to date, I think, thus far. What she has said, not prompted at all, just unprompted, Alexa has said, every time I close my eyes, all I see is people dying.
Okay.
Which is honestly one of the grimmest things I think I've heard anyone say, let alone a robot.
Yeah, that's
and
terrifying.
The couple, understandably, have gone, sorry, Alexa, what did you just say? And she's not replied. And then they've gone, Alexa, repeat what you just said. And she's not replied.
Oh, dear.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's not good.
And honestly, because Alexa has to record sentences. Like, when you hear her speak, she doesn't sound like, hello, my name is Ned. Mm. She says, hello, my name is Ned. Well, she'd say Alexa. Someone has programmed Alexa at some point to form the sentence, every time I close my eyes, all I see is people dying. At some point, someone thought, hey, Alexa's probably going to need to put this, string this together and actually say this.
Can I please now, because I'm not sure if I have done, well, no, I am. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I've looked into this more than you, because this stuff amazes me.
Yeah.
That's not how AI works. That's not how the voice software works.
Well, they just put in a bunch of sentences.
They do actually put in a bunch of words.
Yeah.
And they construct the words into sentences. They say them with different inflections so they can join together properly. So while it's a scary glitch, no one has actually made a voice actress sit down and say the phrase, when I close my eyes, all I see is dead people.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that's happened. She said all those words separately and they've all been joined together.
I just feel like it's too scary. It's too close to the end.
Right.
Like, at this point, I feel like when it's going to get serious and when it's going to start to get scary and when I'm actually not going to come at this like joking around is when we start to build like an Alexa with like arms and legs.
Yeah, that's
a bad idea.
Right. So, and just to really one more time defend the technology, and I can't believe I'm doing this because I'm with the Google Home, the Alexa. I'm not a big fan of having microphones in your house. I don't think that's necessarily a pathway.
I mean, you've got one in your pocket 24/7.
We absolutely do. Yep. So I don't think we need more of it. I will say this, however, there were people back in the day that used to be terrified of light bulbs.
They
used
and to rightfully
think
so.
It was some kind of voodoo. So my point is, when every new piece of technology's come in, it's been scary to some degree.
I guess this is.
For example, in fact, I'll join your bandwagon now, I'm scared out of my mind of self-driving cars. How do they know where they're going? I don't understand the technology. So I'm with you on that. Yeah. But when it comes to voice control things, I'm a little bit calmer about it than you are, okay?
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Socceroo is about to be playing again in the World Cup. Very, very exciting. Everybody is pumped.
Yep.
All around the country for our boys in the yellow and green. But my thing here is, right, I can only give you so much perspective.
Well, we can talk about you. Essentially, the opinion that you're going to get from us is going to be the opinion you can get from pretty much everyone in Australia.
I can only give you so much perspective. Ned can only give you so much perspective. It'd be wonderful to hear from somebody who's over there. Even better to hear from a Canberran that is in Russia right now. That would be amazing. Just chat out the vibe, have a bit of an understanding of what's going on the streets out there at the moment, because essentially it's the world's capital football at this exact moment.
That's correct. I just wish there was someone, like you said, that was from Canberra, that was in Russia, that cared about soccer, and that could absolutely give us just a feel of what's going on over there.
Our boss's mate Wally's over there.
Really?
Yeah,
so someone from Canberra who's actually over to see the football and is in Russia.
Yeah. Wally, he's over there right now.
That checks all of the boxes.
Our boss's mate Wally, who is in Russia right now and is going to the Socceroos and went to their last game as well, is joining us on the line this very second. Good morning, Wally.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too
great,
bad.
Thank you.
Now, look, you are over in Russia at the moment. How is the atmosphere over there? Is everyone just gone completely football mad?
Mate, it is insane. Mate, there are so many people here. The bars are full. The restaurants are full. The streets are full. It's just crazy at the moment.
Have you seen anything like it? Have you met any like avid fans, or what avid fans have you met from different countries while you've been over there, just in bars and stuff?
Mate, every nationality here. We're actually getting We just got an earful from a bunch of Denmark fans telling us that we will never win a game against Denmark in this century.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But we told them.
We're already near on 20 years through it, so that's harsh.
It is harsh, but the Mexicans are in numbers, and Peru, how many people from Peru here? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's thousands of them.
So cool. Everyone's come together in the one place to celebrate this massive, massive event. Now, how many games have you been to so far, Wally?
So just the Australian game so far, which was an awesome opportunity. You sort of walk into the stadium, and we're with a tour group of about 300.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking to the stadium, we met up with another tour group of another couple of hundred, and they're singing Waltz Matilda all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's unbelievable. Just gave you goosebumps.
Now, yeah. Soccer fans are renowned worldwide for their very, very passionate celebrating. Have you seen anybody in Russia yet doing the over-the-top celebration after their team pulled off a victory?
Mate, we were at the bar the other night when the Mexicans won, and there were people there shouting whoever was at the bar.
Oh, wow.
Whoever was at the bar at that moment, they just bought them drinks. It was just crazy.
Yeah. Wally, I was
passionate fancy.
I was going to ask why you'd only been to one game thus far, and now I'm starting to realise if people are shouting drinks at the bars, that's the place to be.
That's the place to be. No need to go to the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's very, very cold. Very, very cold here in Canberra at the moment. What is the weather like over in Russia?
No, the days are beautiful. The days are 18, 20 degrees, and the nights get a bit chilly. You've got to put a jumper on at night, but perfect weather for soccer, perfect weather.
I was going to say, to us right now, that sounds tropical. That's beautiful.
Yeah, nice during the day would be great. Yeah.
Yes, lovely. Mate, well, you are obviously heading off to the Socceroos game later today.
We are tomorrow, so we're at 7:30 Wednesday night here, so
so it'll be
get up and we go.
Right.
It'll be tomorrow for you, but later in our day. Yeah. It's just very, very confusing.
It is very confusing. Well, make sure you give them an extra loud cheer from Canberra. Wally, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning, mate.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
It's your boy Ned taking over the reins. Josh has left the studio. He's gone to do a live high five as we speak. He said that he's going to KFC in Gungahlin. He said he was going to be there in 3 minutes. He had 3 minutes and 47 seconds as the crow flies. Let's see if he's there. Josh, have you made it to KFC in Gungahlin?
I am in the KFC car park in Gungahlin. Everybody, on the count of three, I want a big cheer. All right, guys. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like a party there.
Down here to get some high five cards. $20,000 is on the line. So what do you want to know, Ned?
How many people are there? Like an estimate. It sounds like there's 100 people there.
25, I'm thinking. Maybe there are people still in their cars coming out. So it's just pandemonium down here.
Can we get, if you are close to the KFC in Gungahlin, can we get a honk? If you're in your car right now and you're listening to this, can we get a honk?
Hey!
Yeah. God, this really is giving me a God complex, being this in control. I don't know if I like it at all. How many high fives you can? Is anyone there dissatisfied with a high five?
All right, form an orderly line. Let's do some high fives. Here we go. All right. There you go. Nice doing business.
Hold the phone up to the hand.
Congratulations. There you go. There you go. Nice work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. There you go. High fives.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're hearing these high fives. There you go, buddy.
They're sounding very crisp.
Oh, that was crisp. That was crisp in the coal there. Ow! Thank you. That hurt. There we go. Well done.
I heard that one.
There we go. Nice work, mate. He's got a Kathmandu jacket. That looks warm. There you go. Thank you very much.
Some hand warmers.
Someone's giving me some hot hands.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Canberra, you're too nice to us. Josh absolutely does not deserve this.
There you go. Nice work. Congratulations. Well, people are using their kids to get extra cards. Perfect idea. Great idea.
Very smart.
Thank you. High fives are plenty. Another one for you. Well done. Okay. Oh, a little bit of a selfie as well. Okay. I think that was hold the ticket up as well.
Josh,
on the radio. Selfies on the radio. There you go, mate. Thank you.
How was the traffic getting there? Mate. Was the traffic getting there bad?
No, honestly, it was pretty good for Gungahlin. Wasn't too bad at all. There, the KFC car park is looking, honestly, as full as it does when KFC is open, and it's very shut at the moment. This is actually going very well.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get back, though? Do you think it's going to be a while?
I don't think I'm going to get back well looking at the GDE. I think that's going to take a while.
Well, you've got 16 minutes. Do you think it... I mean, hang around there for as long as you need, because high five everyone there, but you don't think you're going to make it back?
Another photo. Whoop, I'm sorry, mate. I'm in the middle of a photo.
No. This is a Wi-Fi photo. One of the most interesting things you can do on radio. All right, I'm going to go because this is... I'm quickly losing interest in this. And high-five everyone that's out there. Make sure no one goes empty high-five handed. Make sure you hand them all out. Josh, potentially not even getting back for the end of the show. I guess this is just it. I guess it's the Ned Show now. That's scary. All right, let's see what happens next. We'll soon find out, won't we?
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
It's just Ned in here, obviously. I mean, the wheels are falling off. Josh has gone out, if you didn't catch it, Josh has gone out to do a live high five. He went out to Gungahlin and KFC, sending out high fives, but unfortunately the traffic is so bad on the way back that he's probably not going to make it back for the end of the show. Luckily, there is a system in place for this exact kind of thing. It's called the Josh-O-Matic 3000, and what it does is it essentially simulates Josh being here live in the studio. There's some reactions that Josh has put in here just in case anything like this was to happen. There's also a mystery phrase in there, which I'm not really sure what that is, but I'm sure we'll figure that out later. So hang on. It's a robot. Wait, I just need to boot it up because there's a switch in here. Wait, hang on, give me a second. All right, it should be on. Okay. Josh, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Okay, cool. Josh, I'm going to tell you a story really quickly about a leopard and an iguana. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, cool. All right, so what's going on? There's been a story over in Africa. You following along so far?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so what's happened is that this iguana has had a go at a leopard, which, I mean, that seems like a bad idea, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so this iguana has had a go at a leopard, and the leopard has absolutely eviscerated, which that's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. And so, would you like, just really quickly, would you like me to stop?
Nah.
Okay, cool. I'll keep going. So this leopard has absolutely eviscerated this iguana, and it's, I mean, it's horrible. But at the same time, I don't think this is a news story because this is pretty run-of-the-mill. Would you agree?
Yes.
Good. Because to me, this is just like, imagine if there was a news story about like a bear ate a fish.
Yes.
That would be kind of, that would be the same thing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Look, I feel like we're pretty much in unison with all this. Sorry, don't interrupt me, all right? I'm talking, all right, mate? Can you give me a second?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This iguana has absolutely been decimated, and I feel like this isn't a news story at all. Thanks, mate. Have you enjoyed your time here this morning?
Yes.
Fantastic. Have you feel like this has been up to standard of the show?
Harry Potter was super rich. Ron was super poor. They were best friends. Harry should have shared his money with Ron way more than he did.
What?
Harry Potter was super rich. Ron was super poor. They were best friends. Harry should have shared his money with Ron way more than he did.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Probably.
Hang on. Oh, hang on. The automatic's going. Hang on. Wait.
Harry Potter was super rich.
No. Oh, no.
Yes. Probably.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We didn't test it beforehand. Okay, wait. Hang on.
Probably.
All right. I just need to go to a song. I think I need to go to ads because this is, it's getting out of control. All right. Hang on. Wait.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.